You're a 2005 number one overall pick. Eric's 2013.
Yeah.
How important is it to be here on time, and you were on time, and he's on time, and how crucial is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important. I mean, it's more important to get the deal right and to have both sides be happy. I mean, I mean, to be honest, that's the priority because it's a long-term deal. You know, when you're the number one pick, you're signing for more than 1 year, and you want both sides to be happy and content, I think. But it's also important to get in here, I think. I mean, when you're number one pick, you're probably not going to be sitting very long, you know? And in Eric's case, you know, he's not at all. So, you know, get in here and get as many reps as you can because he did a great job this offseason, but we didn't have pads on, and his position's pretty physical position. So, you know, I think the more reps, the better.
It's day one. I know it's day one. But your first day, you look forward to get out there, and your number one receiver is not out there. Was that a little disappointing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, you'd love to have everybody out here, but I mean, this is the name of the game. It's the NFL. I mean, things are going to happen. Guys got to step up. I think Dwayne's going to be all right. You know, I know Coach addressed it, but with you guys, but he'll be fine. You know, we got a lot of time ahead of us. Obviously, want him back as soon as possible, but I want him healthy, you know, most of all. Today is not the most important today. Jacksonville, you know, I think is what we're looking for, and that's the goal. So, to get everyone healthy by then.
Alex, obviously, it was just the first day, and it was kind of a non-competitive practice. But still, getting started with the deep ball, was that meaningful to you at all?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that. Came up and got the good look for it. Crowd pleaser. Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good to be out here and have bodies, and you're playing football and fun with the fans. I mean, what a great atmosphere out here. This is new for me. Definitely new territory for me, and it was fun. I mean, just the energy the fans bring out here. When you're in camp, it's fun to come out and see this.
You were the first pick in the draft, obviously, and you've been a starter in the league for a number of years. So I'm not suggesting you aren't used to pressure with the job, but any different being here in that regard?
Oh, I think I'm much better equipped to handle it. Yeah, when you're a young guy and coming in and playing early, I think I dwelled on it too much. I let it affect my play too much. Tried to please everybody, you know. I think, you know, just older and more equipped just to, you know, go out here. I'm going to play my game. I'm going to continue to try to work as hard as I can to get as good as I can, try to reach my potential and win a bunch of games. You know, that's the goal. And for me, I'm not worried about a bunch of other things. You know, when I was younger, I dealt with a lot of that. You know, I worried about, you know, you think about all kinds of stuff that you have no control over. So.
Like what?
Anything and everything. Absolutely everything. You know, starting with what everybody thinks about you. You know, for me, you really narrow your focus, you know, you narrow it down to, you know, starting for one with the team, you know, and it's me going out there and doing my job and being accountable to them, you know, and then it goes out from there, obviously the organization, the fans, but for me really narrowing that focus and it's just being accountable to my teammates.
When did you realize that?
I don't know if there's one point, long process, you know, it's one thing even realizing it, but just making it practical and putting it to practice is a whole different thing, so.
Hey, Alex, you were walking out some ladies in fans room, like, be our safety.
Yeah, I heard that one. We were laughing about that.
What do you make of that, man?
Yeah, we laughed about that. That's a strong word. I had fun with it. I mean, yeah, for sure, and that's the quarterback position. That's the quarterback position. And I think that's a great example of when I was younger, I would have taken that pretty literal, you know, and I would have tried to make every single throw, and I tried to prove to everybody on every single play that, yeah, I was worth it, and I was going to do this, and I mean, in reality, you go out there, and I think winning games is about doing the little things at the quarterback position. Those plays come. It's going out there. I mean, you have 60-plus plays a game, and can you consistently do the little things to put yourself and put your team in position to succeed? You know, and it's not turning the ball over. It's not, and sometimes, yeah, avoiding negative plays. And I think you do that enough over the course of a game, over the course of a season, you win games. And in the end, that's what we're all here for.
You don't think you see, like, any number 11 savior?
Yeah, savior, yeah.
Nah. Is he a guy that can continually surprise you? Do you see him, you know, as you see him out here today making catches, or did you see that in the OTAs and it's just continuing?
Yeah, I don't know where he couldn't line up, to be honest, you know, as far as skill position goes. I mean, the tool sets, he's got that many tools, you know, he's got that many tools in the belt. You see him everywhere. I mean, he's lined up all over the place, doing a lot with them, and he seems to handle it all. And not only a credit to his skill set, but obviously, you know, study habits. You can tell how hungry he is. He knows his job, you know, and comes out here prepared. So, you know, just to start, it'd be fun to put pads on because that would be another element with him, you know, different things we can do. So,
how do you feel about this group of quarterbacks as a whole?
Yeah, competitive group. We got a great group, I think. Guys with different strengths, but guys that come out here every single day and, you know, aren't content with any sort of mediocrity. You know, guys, just we push each other. We compete. Every guy out here comes out here, and we all push each other. It's a good group, great group, I think. And that's what you want in the quarterback room, I think. The number one attribute you want in that room is competitiveness, and we certainly have it.
As guy who's been through a lot of offensive coordinators, I'll tell you, what have you seen with Peterson? What are you seeing? So this is his first shot at it. What's he bringing to the meetings and the practices, and how do you anticipate it?
I mean, a lot of things. I mean, it's tough to sum up. For one, obviously a vast amount of knowledge. He's played in it for a long time, played the quarterback position for a long time in this system. He's coached for a long time in this system. But I think the other thing, I mean, you would have no idea this is his first time being a coordinator by being around him. By being around him in the meeting rooms, by being around him on here on the field. Just complete composure. You know, he certainly acts like he's been there before. I mean, just even keel. He's always the same every single day. You come out here in the meeting rooms, come out here on the field. He's the same every single day. And for me as a player, I really appreciate that. You know, coming in every day, you're getting coached the same way, getting taught the same way. And, you know, and when it comes season and you got the ups and downs and you're battling through things, it means even more. So,
what do you see in Tyler Bray, and how have you helped his transition?
Yeah, I mean, talented kid. And a lot of arm talent. I know a lot's been made up of his career there at Tennessee and this and that. And he's come in. You know what? He's worked hard. That's a credit to him. He's come in and learning this playbook. It's tough when you're a rookie and you've played in a college system, and you come in and you start dealing with not only an offensive playbook at the pro level, but you're going against the defensive playbook at the pro level, and it just compounds things. And you know, the one thing I see in him that he does a great job with is, although there's a lot of thinking going on, I know he's thinking a lot, but when he does go out there and play, he cuts it loose. You know, that's not the time. When you get in team drills, just go out there and cut it loose, and he does a good job of that.
You said Peterson's played in Reed's system back in 99, whatever it was. Is it all that different from then to now?
Yes and no. Some of it, not at all. Some of it's the exact same. I mean, go out, you know, and they've been doing it that way for a long time, you know, going all the way back to the beginnings of the West Coast. But a lot of it has changed as well, and it's evolved, and I think it's going to change here as we find out what our strengths are and what guys do well. But no, I mean, as far as what it looks like on paper and how we're saying it, some of it's identical. Yeah.
Do you have any input on, you know, things you like?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and I voice it all the time. Whether or not they take it, it's up to them. But, yeah, and that's another thing with getting older. I've been, you know, playing a lot of different things. And, yeah, maybe we could do this. And, yeah, I offer it up when I think something's, you know, when it's pertinent.
Tougher transition, new coach or new teammates?
Shoot. I don't know if I can answer that. I mean, it's such a team game. I mean, they're both such an integral part of what we do. And I think that's the great thing about football is, I mean, you could have the greatest locker room in the NFL as far as talent goes. But if the coaches can't put a good system in place and they can't teach it, you know, really teach it and get the guys to understand it and grasp it, and if we can't go out and execute it, then it doesn't mean anything. I really do think they're equally both important. I've been on a lot of talented teams, and we couldn't get out there and get it done. You know, because we didn't have it, we couldn't execute. And I really think it takes the chemistry of both. And I think that's why it's such a special game.